This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Bogey.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The Canis Auspici.
Bogey.
Oh, yeah.
Bogey.
Yeah, call him Bogey because he's just one more.
Yeah, see? Bogey. Yeah, I'm kind of a hellhound, see?
Yeah, I mean, that is exactly what Humphrey Bogart sounds like.
Yeah,
look at me.
See? Look at me. Yeah, I'm a dog now. Humphrey Bogart. Bogbark?
Bogbark.
Bogbark.
Yeah, so yeah, this is so dumb, Gary.
No, this is good. Let's keep going with it. Jimmy Dogranty.
So the bogey, these are big old dogs that have a little antenna that can cause people to slip and fall by howling.
Yeah, no, they're sensory organs.
Yeah,
it says they don't know. This is where the voice kind of comes through of Patterson.
Uh-huh.
Or the end, where it's like the howl of a bogey is reputedly one of the most mournful sounds in nature. One cataloger, with a touch of too much imagination, has written that the bogey's howl reminds us of our own mortality, producing a profound unease in the auditor. So, okay.
One cataloger, who's a horrible hack named Steven.
Yes, Steven's paranormal guide to North America.
Just bumbling around, being a real amateur. He's really amateur about this stuff.
Yep, he thought he was a poet.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are big dogs, and they howl.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it can make you fall down. They have one of my favorite powers that Shadowrun has, which is accident.
It's so good.
Yeah, which is exactly what it sounds like.
Yep, it is literally just, there is something about this animal that is related to or linked to the idea of either luck or fate, and it has some kind of sway over the way things are going to go.
They're scarlet witches.
Yeah.
And if you get a female bogey, it's the scarlet bitch. Who has hex powers.
Yep.
So.
you got me on a technicality there, Butterfield.
Yeah, I don't like that word, but however. Yeah,
I mean, it is both accurate and also a good pun, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the weirdest things about this is that these monsters have a pact with dogs. Weird.
They worked out an uneasy detente.
Yeah, they do. Bogeys are closely related to dogs who sense their kinship. Normal canines, even trained guard dogs, will not bark to announce the approach of a bogey, and the two types of creatures will never fight one another.
Let's fucking let it slide, Rover. Come on.
Yeah, here's the adventure hook for one of these things. Okay.
Okay.
You have you start breeding bogeys.
Okay.
Okay. And you get a bogey that's a little bit shorter because these things are pretty big.
Yeah. What are you selecting for?
You want them to be smaller.
Okay.
So you want them, because as it is now, their shoulder is about the same shoulder as a man.
Right.
These are like highly rideable dogs.
Yeah.
You get smaller ones, and then you use them to break up dog fighting rings by slipping a bogey in there. And then the first time, you know, your champion goes in, the other dog just won't fight it. And then that dog, you know, you start spreading these around dog fighting rings.
Oh, geez.
And they just won't fight.
Yeah.
You
just ship out a bunch of duds.
Yeah, exactly. You got the dog. Dud.
Yeah, the dog.
Yeah, you got the dog. Hello. Yeah, you got the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that working.
And much like you know, a lot of people, these things are allergic to horseradish.
I saw that. So this is all mostly in the shadow talk, where they're talking about Wolfsbane. You know, somebody's like, "Oh God, they're goddamn werewolves!" And like, there's this ongoing argument about whether or not they shapeshift, right? Yeah. But yeah, like if they dig up some horseradish, then they go and die.
They have a severe allergy to aconite or horseradish, aka Wolfsbane. Yeah. And it has one of those things where they talk about. I love the characterization that stays consistent in this book, because Blade Runner is the you know, Johnny 19th or 20th century, which we talked about before, who you know, is talking about he's actually not the one who brings it up. He does another kind of retro thing later, but
yeah.
Somebody talks about how back when people used to have gardens, people would kill themselves by taking wolf's brain instead of horseradish.
Yeah.
How much horseradish do you fucking need that you have to grow it? I want, like, I'm gonna put this on everything. This is going on my Cheerios because I'm a goddamn maniac.
Well, I thought that they got horseradish from the ground because, like, that's why they build Arby's, where they build them. You know, so they can tap into the
the ley lines.
Yeah, to tap into the horsey sauce aquifers.
Yeah, these bogeys swimming around in it. You know, their corpses just floating around. Need more dogs.
All right. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.